producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Dr. David Jacobs, and we're talking about UFO abductions. Let me throw in one of the red herring questions before we go on. Well, these reports are the result of incompetent hypnotists basically making people remember or convincing them to remember things that really didn't happen. How do you respond to that?
Well, that does happen with improper questioning, and there's a lot of incompetent hypnotists out there, I'm sorry to say. And what they'll do is they'll ask people to ask the alien a question as if it were happening in real time. This is a favorite question of people who, in my opinion, are just not doing it right. Or else they'll sort of build in spiritually based questions or religiously based questions or things like that. And they're not logical. They're not chronological. They've got their own agenda. With me, I have no agenda. Whatever they say is fine. I just want them to be accurate. That's the critical event for me, to be accurate about what is happening. And after a while, they learn how to be accurate. They learn how to be very, very careful about what they're saying to me. And you have to remember that I have people who are coming to me who are psychiatrists, psychologists, attorneys, police officers, university professors, and so forth, all of whom I do sessions with, and all of whom want to get it right. They're all aware of me leading them. They're completely aware of that. And they're all aware that they don't want to pick up something in popular culture and then tell it to me as if it happened to them. They don't want either of those things, and neither do I, obviously. So most people, when they do hypnosis with me, they are in total and complete control. They know that they'll think to themselves, "He's asking me the stupidest question I ever asked. Should I even answer it?" They'll think that. They'll say to me, "You know, I got to go to the bathroom. Is that all right?" I say, "Yeah, get up, go to the bathroom, fine." And they get up, they go to the bathroom, they come back, and they lay back down, and I keep asking questions. You know, it doesn't matter.
What I'm hearing there from what you're saying is that basically hypnosis is just relaxation. They're not in some kind of weird trance or anything.
Correct. That is exactly right. I'm not going to convince them about. I test them early on. I will ask deliberately misleading questions with an authoritative tone, as if this happens to everybody. It's happening to you, isn't it? A direct misleading question. They only one time have anybody ever said yes. I said, you know, people report that the floors look sort of like a parquet floor across, you know, wooden little pieces put into place and all that. And they report that all the time. You can see the parquet floor, can't you? Direct misleading question. One person said yes. And I knew, I had better be very, very careful with this person right now because this person can be led. Most people don't want to be led. They're saying, "No, what are you talking about?" And I don't ask that question anymore so I can say it. But I'll ask a series of questions. I will do other things to get to see whether they're correct or not in my little arsenal of control questions and comments. And virtually all the time, people will say no to these kinds of things, and that's reassuring. I'm not leading them, and I don't want to lead them. It's the last thing I want to do.
I'm wondering here. I always thought that the ultimate no-no, if you wish, is asking leading questions. So you purposely ask leading questions to ascertain, veracity, or to ascertain whether someone is, you know, dealing with some mental issues and confabulation.
Right, exactly.
I didn't even know that was an accepted technique in hypnotic regression. I'm learning something.
Actually, John Carpenter came up with a list of a whole bunch of very good misleading questions many years ago. Bud would ask misleading questions, and then I learned how to ask misleading questions. Bud used to ask them, You know, everybody reports seeing an alien who's yellowish in color, who stands off to the side and watches the proceedings. You can see him, can't you? Yellowish alien. And so people would say, yeah, well, no, you know. But that was a direct misleading question. I asked questions that are not like exactly like that, but I've got my own group that I that I like to.
Yes, I see him. His name is Lao Tzu.
So it's a the fact is though that there, you know, you want to make sure that the person is being accurate, that the person is actually describing what is happening to them correctly. Now
let me ask you something else here, because this occurs to me. The other criticism will be that UFO abduction researchers, say Bud Hopkins or Dr. David Jacobs, are getting cases that mirror what they expect or what they have come to believe.
Absolutely not. This thing, I am led. Well, who do you mean by they? What, by the abductee?
Well, you have the opposite as well, too, Gene. You have Leo Sprinkle, Barbara Lamb, people like that, only getting benevolent space brother abduction experiences that are you know, kind and gentle and all involving the transformation of humanity and this type of thing.
That's the point. Noticed. That's the point I was bringing up. Okay, let me just say, basically, to sum this up, is that the abduction researcher is getting cases that seem to fit in with what they expect to get, and therefore, maybe Dr. Sprinkle gets benign aliens, maybe you get something involving alien hybrids. You get my point?
Yeah, I do. In my opinion, it's incompetent hypnosis. Simple as that. I hate to say it, because Barbara Lamb is an unbelievably nice person. Leo Sprinkle is at the top of the list of one of the nicest human beings you'll ever know. But I simply cannot understand or fathom how they can come up with these things other than by leading people, either subtly or unsubtly, into human constructs. I find it just to be very unfortunate. It is not something that I get from people who are quite aware of what's happening to them and who have passed all my tests and all that. And having said that, I'll still get confabulation. People will still get dream material mixed up with their memories. They'll get, when people are talked to telepathically, and all communication on board with most people, most beings, is telepathic. What's to prevent people from hearing their own thoughts in their minds and think that it's coming from an alien's mind? And the answer is nothing prevents that at all.
The logos.
They think it's telepathic communication with them, and I can recognize that right away. I've heard this kind of confabulation many times, and when I write this book on how to do hypnosis with abductees to try to standardize the field, I'll have a whole list of things like this that people have to be wary of, that I'm afraid that a lot of the people who I just don't find competently doing things are not aware of. But you have to be very, very careful. This is an alien phenomenon. It's not a human phenomenon. And they've got their own agenda, and it's not our agenda. And there's a lot more that goes into it than I've never. Here's a story. I had a woman who came once. She was heavily into the new age world. And so we did one session, and in that session, she was abducted in the middle of New York City at night, and she was on a side street somewhere off the sidewalk. And this happened to her, and that happened to her, and this happened to her, and that happened to her, and all very typical stuff as I was just going along, what happens next. You can only ask questions about what they say. You know, if I'm in a room, you can ask questions about the room, and then you can ask questions about what happens next while I'm going out of the room. Well, when you go out of the room, are you going straight out? Are you going to the left? Are you going to the right? That's all you can ask. You know, you have to follow what they're saying and ask questions about that. That's the chronological aspect of it.
Let's go into some more aspects of it and how we come to the conclusion about aliens walking among us. Dr. David Jacobs with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733. The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's continue. Dr. David Jacobs talking about the hypnotic sessions involving abductees and the information that's being revealed to him. A reminder that the book he wrote, his latest book on the subject, is all about the, and this almost sounds like X-Files, walking among us. the alien plan to control humanity, and we haven't really gone into where this is leading. So let's kind of move to that and listen to questions, okay?
Let me finish the one little story I was telling you. This woman was abducted in the middle of the daytime, and she told me typical abduction stuff. She wrote me a letter saying she was never coming back to me again because she didn't remember what she wanted to remember, which was this whole new age benevolent world. That was her conscious, that's what she sort of hoped for consciously. I'm fine with that. That's okay. You know, if that's what she wants to live with, it's her life. It's not mine. But that is not what she told me. And I only followed her story. What happens next? You see what I mean? That's good hypnosis. That's good questioning. It's not talking about things that she, you know, truly believed in that just weren't there. Just weren't there.
Here's a question. Have you ever had a case that appeared to be legitimate based by your own standard of whether it's confabulated or a real event that they're describing that totally runs counter to some of the conclusions that you've come up with over the years, including the conclusions contained in your new book. But yet the experience came across to you as being a real experience, and yet it doesn't conform to those conclusions that you're sort of heading towards.
Well, you have to remember that the abduction phenomenon is complex. And so if they're not saying some part of the abduction phenomenon that I've heard many times before, and they're saying something completely different, it's not evidence. It goes on the back burner, and I wait for other people to say the same thing. And if they never say the same thing, it's not evidence for me. There's something's wrong. Maybe it was me, maybe it was them, but something is wrong. I don't get that. The abduction phenomenon is extremely routinized. And we know a considerable amount about it now, and it doesn't go off into directions that nobody ever heard before. And so you have to be very careful with accounts that run counter to what the norm is. And if other people start saying the same thing who are unaware of that testimony, then you got something. Then you got evidence, and you're required to go in that direction. But if nobody else ever says it, it's a problem.
So basically here you're saying that if it's one-off or just a couple of people saying something, there's no evidence to support that particular claim. It's not something you'll take seriously, but if a lot of people are coming up with consistent information, separate people who don't know each other, then you have to take it seriously.
That is the main way to do it. Now, there's a little caveat here. If somebody says something who I've worked with for 10 years, for 15 years, or whatever it is, and I know them extremely well, and I know how they think in terms of this phenomenon and all the rest of that stuff, and they start saying something that is different, that has to be taken into account depending on how wildly different it is. Most of the time, it's something different slightly and a new thing. Even then, you want to wait for other people to say the same thing, you know, if at all possible, because it might be confabulation. And you can never absolutely tell for sure, although I think that I've managed to conquer that to a certain extent, at least in my own mind. But you've got to be careful, which is why hypnotists and hypnotherapists who don't know anything about the abduction phenomenon simply cannot do this kind of research. They tend to accept everything they hear at face value, and that's a fatal error. It's not that the people are lying; they're just getting it wrong. There's all sorts of other stuff in their minds that are mixed up with it, or they've skipped over huge portions of it. They've tied things together that shouldn't be tied together. It's not logical, and it's not chronological. That's the thing.
Okay, then. So let's look at the conclusions you're beginning to draw, and then we'll get to questions from listeners. All right. So is there a typical abduction experience? You look at all these cases. Is there something fairly typical? And what is the significance? What is ET, if that's ET, doing?
Well, it's hard to say all abductions are typical. There are certain typicalities that are involved, all of them, either taking their clothes off or having them dress in a special kind of cloth material if they have special dress type situation, special clothes, I should say. And there is, although sometimes they're fully dressed, but those are very unusual and they make sense in the context. And of course, there are table procedures, which I talked about, 23 years ago. And there are, but in fact, this is a program that ultimately is reproductively oriented, as I mentioned earlier. Bud Hopkins first discovered this in the 1980s when he found that this one woman was brought into a room and was presented with a weird-looking baby. And she was required to hold the baby, and then she was required to feed the baby. And I said to myself, this is before I started doing hypnosis, and I said to myself, this is the craziest thing I'd ever heard in my life. If this is true, then we will never be able to understand the minds of the aliens because they value form over function. The form was they required her to put the baby to her breast and feed the baby, but the function was there was no milk. She was not lactating. She would not been pregnant. She wasn't pregnant or anything like that. So how could we ever understand that kind of a mind? It just didn't make any sense to me, even though they had to be rigidly logical people to invent the technology they have. We learned later, of course, that everything was different than I had thought. They had already stimulated lactation. The babies were required to have human contact for reasons we're not fully sure of, although we do know that they had to have contact to grow properly through tests with monkeys and all that. And that the stimulation, that the lactation was stimulated in a table procedure. And all sorts of women have described this now. It's extremely common, say the least. And then we see these babies as toddlers, as young people, as adolescents, as young adults, as adults, and not as older adults, like let's just say 70 or even 60. We don't see them. People don't describe hybrids, as Bud called them, at that age. So we know that this is a reproductively oriented phenomenon. Virtually all abductees are involved in the program of dealing with hybrids, producing hybrids, teaching hybrids, well, that's about it. That's what they do. There's other procedures that they go through. There's what I used to call testing procedures. Now I call training procedures, all of which ultimately lead towards adding employment value, let's just say work value, to the ultimate goals.
Let's talk about the ultimate goals in our next segment with Gene and Chris and Dr. David Jacobs. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the ultimate, I guess, paranoid image here is that E.T. is walking among us, which of course mirrors the title of your new book, and that these alien hybrids are what? They are trained to be among us and not be detectable?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yes.
So what is the goal? How do we know what E.T. wants, and how do we know how widespread this is?
Rather than answer that question right now, let me take you through a little bit more of the bureaucracy involved with this. On board a UFO, there's insect-like ones, there's reptile-like ones, there's gray aliens, and there's hybrids. That's it. If other people tell you there's other ones who are pink and who are look like eraser heads, forget that. This is basically what people say. And all of them are dedicated, or all of them are part of a workforce. And the workforce, and they all have tasks to do. The workforce is to produce these, what I call hybrids. These are combinations of humans and hybrids who are going to live here among us. I use that word to differentiate from all the other hybrids who are not going to do that. Everybody has a certain task, depending on the hybridization of them. For example, hybrids who look really gray-like, who look like they're a combination of alien and gray alien, of human and gray alien, rather, they take care of young children, babies. And there's other tasks that they do. When you get towards the one who looks more human, they oftentimes are in the process of getting people to live here on Earth. Now, The ones who are hybrids look human, act human, are human. They go for the average. If you're gangly and gawky and act weird, you're culled from the herd. You're not going to be settling down here. They go for the absolute average. Nobody is supposed to know that they are here. They only have one very slight, hardly noticeable difference. They can neurologically control humans, and we cannot control them. They can make us see or do anything, act in a certain way. They can make us do anything they want, period. That is what they can do on board. That's what all hybrids can do. That's what all the grays can do. That's what everybody else can do. And that's what hybrids can do. That makes us a second-class citizen and makes them a first-class citizen. And you have to remember, this is a global phenomenon. Now, having said that, the questions then are, what do the hybrids do to put hybrids into the society? Average-looking people. They get them apartments and places to live. They have to have a place to go to when they come down. They make sure that the place is in an area, my guess is, now I'm guessing here, where there are 24-hour stores, like a 24-hour Walmart, a 24-hour supermarket, whatever. They have abductees nearby to help them learn how to be human. We have to backtrack a little bit to when these hybrids are children. When they're children, abductees teach them what living in human society is like on board a UFO. I have cases where people see there's an abductee standing in front of a bunch of kids, and on a wall there'll be a picture of a dog. And the kids ask, "What's a dog for?" And she'll say, "Well, you know, it's a pet, and it's for love and companionship and this and that." Next slide they see, so to speak, next image, a goat. "What's a goat for?" Well, a goat is for milk, and you can make cheese from the milk and drink the milk. And question, "Do you eat goats?" "No, I don't eat goats," this woman said. "I'm a vegetarian." "But other people eat goats?" "Yes." And then other things like this. Now, here's the problem. The problem is these kids are not born. They are taken out of humans between 9 and 11 weeks before the humans begin to show and confirm that they're pregnancy. They're then put in gestation tanks with nutrient solution in them. At a certain time, of which I do not know, they're taken out of the tanks. They're then dealt with these early stage hybrids, as I call them, look half and half, and with humans. And because of that, for example, they don't know how old they are. They don't have birthdays. They don't know what a birthday present is, or a cake, or anything like that, or candles. They don't know anything about that. They don't spend their lives in a family situation. They don't know about families. They don't know they don't know their parents, if they have parents or not. They obviously have parents, but they don't know that. They don't know their siblings. They don't know.
So you're saying that the abductees themselves are now being tasked with acclimating them so that they can then function in human society above suspicion, or in a way that wouldn't cause people to be suspicious of them.
By the time they come here to live as adolescents and young adults, age 17 maybe to 23, once again, they don't know their age, they still have a tremendous amount to learn. Everything. Even though abductees will
teach you how to eat Jell-O without trying to drink it.
Right. Or what Jell-O is.
Well, David, there's just one thing that just kind of it just you know, I've got to ask this question now, is how come this is just now coming out? Why haven't we heard of this particular apparent agenda prior to this? This is the first time I've ever heard that abductees are actually being used as allies to train and to, you know, to climatize, acclimate, rather, these hybrids, or as you call them, into society. Well, is this just a new revelation, or I mean, how come we haven't heard this before?
I never heard this before until 2003, until 12 years ago, when some guy came to me, who was recommended by a psychiatrist who I know indicated abduction stuff, although he wasn't sure, came to me, and I did sessions with him. And the fourth session, this guy had never heard of me or of abductions or UFOs. He had no interest in the subject whatsoever. In the fourth session, he told me, you know, he said, I've got a friend. He says, I don't know his name, but I call him Eric. And this guy's name was Bernard. And Bernard tells me that he just remembered he had this friend. And not only was he this friend, but he was his best friend. And he was with him all the time and saw him all the time. And in fact, as it turned out later on, he would see him minutes before he would come to my office, as Eric would tell him not to come here. And he told me about how he had gone to restaurants with this guy, and he had done this with this guy and that guy. And their main conversations were about how humans related to each other and human relations in general, and interpersonal relations and relations with your family and all that. And I heard this stuff. I'd never heard anything like this before. I put it on the back burner waiting for other people to say the same thing. Then another person who was unaware of this testimony came forward and began to talk about similar things. Then another one who I'd worked with since 1987 came forward and started to talk about these kinds of things happening to her now, unaware of the other two people. And then another one, then another one, then another one. And I realized this was different. Now, in The Threat, a book that I published in 97, these beings talked about soon there was going to be a change. Soon there'd be a change. Everybody was going to be happy. It was going to be wonderful. The change was coming soon, and everybody was going to love it.
We'll talk about that change, which is going to come. That's the lyrics of the song, A Change Is Going to Come, with Dr. David Jacobs. And Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Okay, check plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for information about the lifetime subscription to the Paracast Plus, where you get the ad-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, and more, plus.theparacast.com. Dr. David Jacobs has a book about aliens walking among us. And we have questions from listeners we'll get to in a moment.
Well, so I asked people, well, what do they mean by the change? Nobody knew. I said, well, what do they mean by the word soon? Because soon is, let's just say, a vague word. It could be 10 minutes from now. It could be 10 million years from now, for all we know. And nobody knew. Nobody knew. But starting in 2003 and going into 2004, when other people were coming to you saying the same thing and on, my sense was, and I may be wrong about that, this, and there's reasons to think I'm wrong, my sense was that this might be the change, that we're in the change now. But I can't be sure of that. There might be a different kind of change coming later on that I'm unaware of. But all of these people were helping hybrids, who were living here, living in apartments, and the bureaucracy involved with helping them and keeping abductees from saying anything about it to anybody if they remembered anything, like let's just say to me, and making sure that the hybrids were learning as much as they could. But even though that they had been coming to hybrids had been coming to abductees' homes as 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds, and being given tours of how homes like the like what's a living room like, what's a kitchen like, and various things in people's rooms and all that, and learning about what school is and how do you go to school and all that sort of stuff on board UFOs. There's so many things that you that people pick up just from simply living here from a babyhood on that these beings don't know as young adults and older adults that that abductees are spending an enormous amount of time teaching them how to do things such as, and this is just a standard kind of example I give, but it shows you how it works. It takes somebody shopping to a supermarket. They have to teach them what a cart is for, how you put stuff in a cart. They have to teach them what a loaf of bread is. One hybrid asked a person, she was saying that he had to cook this and cook that, and he asked her if he had to cook the loaf of bread. It's stuff that's so basic, it's just beyond imagination. And they teach them what eggs are and all that sort of stuff. Then they come up to the, to pay for the food and the register's fine, I'm sorry. And when you come up to the cash register, the person behind the cash register says, "Hi, how you doing?" Or something to that point. They have to teach these hybrids to respond. You have to say, "Fine. No, I'm fine. No, okay." You've got to say something. You can't just look at them. It's that level of teaching that everybody knows automatically from just being a normal person that you don't have to learn, that you've seen all your life, you know, that they have to be taught. So abductees have this whole different world of teaching, not all abductees, but many, obviously, have this whole world of teaching hybrids everything, but they are extremely good learners. They remember everything, and it's astonishing how good they are. As they have said many times, even as children, they learn differently than we do. And my guess is it's just a matter of memory. They remember everything. And so,
why are the abductees going along with this? I mean, why are they being willing and witting participants in an acclimation program? Or I'm confused. I mean, what is their motivation to go along with the program?
Chris, I have redone the concept of abduction. An abduction is basically an event that takes place anywhere at any location, doesn't have to be on board a UFO. The only thing is that the abductee has to be controlled by the alien, and that is what's happening.
They're it's part of some sort of programmed response to whatever the acclimation program is. In other words, and they don't have any choice; they have to do it.
Right. When they get home after coming from home from the supermarket they get into their house or whatever it is, they have forgotten they ever went to the supermarket with somebody, just like any other abduction event.
If this is true, that's a little bit disconcerting, I must say.
It is not something that I wanted to hear, to say the least.
Do we have any evidence that you've been able to obtain that would indicate that these hybrids have infiltrated any military or government or any sort of important high positions? This is a question from Cosmonaut, one of our questioners at forum.theparacast.com.
One of the earliest things I recognized about the abduction phenomenon early on is when aliens talked with humans on board for whatever reason. They never asked questions about society, about authority, about what the name of the country is, about what a country is altogether, about anything that related to normal structures and organizations within the society. Not ever. And I thought, you know, if this is a situation in which these people will be living here, we will be living under their structures and organizations, if possible, with them in control, not ours. From what I can tell, and I don't know, you'd have to ask that question of people who are in the government now, who are government employees in some way and who are abductees. There probably are abductees in the government, but this is a global phenomenon. And every government is different. And this is engineered by, in essence, one group. I sort of try to tackle
okay, these. Hold on a second. You're saying that this is all one single alien races maybe a constellation of alien types that are have one particular agenda. You don't see various groups with various agendas.
No, I don't see various groups with various agendas. I see one group with one agenda, and this is a global phenomenon. Now, it is within the realm of possibility, and I can make a strong argument for it, but I don't think it's happening. However, it's in the realm of possibility that there are non-abducting aliens who are actually visiting here for some reason or other. And the answer is that's possible, but I don't care about them.
Yeah, they have a prime directive.
Right. This is different. These are abducting aliens, and they're all together, and everybody around the world describes the same ones, and this is all one major global program. I wish it was different. And I speak with great authority, but you got to remember that there's a lot more I don't know than what I do know. But the fact is, though, that this is a global phenomenon. And, when Bud took John Mack with him, Bud Hawkins took John Mack with him in Turkey, they were together at a conference in Turkey, and they did a regression with a woman from Turkey who was Turkish. And it was the same stuff. They withdrew and extracted a fetus from her, and they did this during that during a lot of table procedures. The same stuff that's said in the United States. It just didn't matter. It's the same thing with other people who I've worked with. They all describe the same thing. There's no reason to believe that there's multi different kinds of aliens, all of whom are abducting people. That doesn't seem to be part of the deal. This appears to be a unified.
It sounds like a free for all. If that would be the case, I mean, gosh, I mean, who knows? They could be programming one set of abductees to circumvent an agenda of another, and that just puts it into the realm of incomprehensibility. I mean, it's just incomprehensible to me.
Before we get more incomprehensible or comprehensible, so we're coming up on the first year of the Paracast Plus. And we've got the offer of a lifetime membership in Paracast Plus. To find out more about it and the other membership programs, check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We feature the ad-free version of this show, the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. Say that five times fast. That you get only if you're a member of the Paracast Plus. Check plus.theparacast.com. And also for long-term subscriptions, we offer free e-books from Chris O'Brien, such as Secrets of the Mysterious Valley and Stalking the Tricksters, plus.theparacast.com. Let's listen to these announcements with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.